From the Figure Four Online Studios in beautiful Bothell, Washington, exclusively at WrestlingObserver.com, you are listening to Figure Four Daily with your host, Brian Alvarez.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Figure Four Daily. It is May 1, 2014, figure4online.com/WrestlingObserver.com. Very happy today to be joined by Maria Menounos, who has about 75,000 projects going on right now. So many projects that it's very difficult to try to find the time to have a child. Is that correct?
Yeah, that would be a big problem, actually.
I just watched the first episode of your Chasing Maria television show, which, of course, is all about that issue there. And I know the SummerSlam episode, I believe, I haven't seen last night's show. Is it coming up next week?
It is, yeah.
Next week's show. And, of course, this is from this previous year's SummerSlam, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I guess to start off here, since this is a pro wrestling show, what are your memories of last year's SummerSlam, and are you hoping to do something with the company this year?
Well, my memories of last year's SummerSlam were I was training for it kind of behind Kevin's back on the show. He was very concerned for me to do it, and I, of course, went forward with it anyway because I love the WWE and I love wrestling. And anytime you get a chance to do it, how could you ever say no? So they invited me to be a part of SummerSlam and the Access events, and I don't remember a lot. You know why?
Concussion?
I got beat down.
Yeah.
You'll see a very violent match that that pretty much concluded with my head being smashed against the mat a million times, and I ended up at the chiropractor's office for 2 weeks trying to fix that afterwards. But it was an amazing match, and I love Natty, and partnering up with her was amazing, and you'll get to see a lot of it on the show next week, which I'm excited about.
Now, tell us a little bit about the training, because you have done a few things for WWE in the ring and out, and one of the things is you often see celebrities that come in to do professional wrestling matches, and they do maybe a spot here and there, and they really don't know what they're doing. But you went in there, and you really kind of fit right in. It was clear, I mean, some celebrities aren't wrestling fans, and so you try to teach them a little bit of pro wrestling, and they're just completely out to lunch. You obviously had been a pro wrestling fan for a long, long time. What was it like, just the process of training? Was it easier or harder than you thought?
Thank you. I appreciate your compliments. It was really hard. I expected it to be hard, though. You know, growing up watching it my whole life, I knew it wasn't going to be easy, but it's even scarier when you get in the ring for the first time. And I documented all of my wrestling sessions because you watch me and I'm like scared to pieces. But eventually you get past it. And, you know, I trained really hard for that first appearance because they weren't expecting me to really wrestle. They were expecting to do what you just said everyone else has done. And they didn't really take me that seriously. And when I went in, I showed them what I could do, and they were impressed. And so we built everything around that. And then from there, I got to do it a few more times. And, of course, the highlight of my life being wrestling at WrestleMania.
That's right.
In Miami at Dolphin Stadium in front of almost 80,000 fans was the most amazing experience of my life. And, you know, it's definitely no joke. I've definitely, you know, hurt myself a bit here and there, and SummerSlam was probably the worst, but it's worth it. It's the most amazing experience, and I love the WWE group. You know, I think of them as family. My eyes well up when I'm with them. I get so happy to be a part of everything. I was back there in New Orleans for WrestleMania this year, helping Michael Cole on the red carpet at the Hall of Fame Awards.
That's right.
And so anytime I get to do anything with them, I love it. And hopefully we can do more coming up.
Now, when people talk about wrestling training, most people who have done it, I mean, you kind of know going in that it's not going to be easy to learn how to take a bump, to do the falls.
It's hard.
Yeah. But what I think a lot of people don't realize is that one of the things that a lot of people don't think about at all, which is running the ropes. For a lot of people, that's really hard to figure out. The ropes are hard. The footwork is hard. I mean, did you do a lot of that? How was the process of learning to do something that, for a lot of people, probably seems really simple?
I know. It does seem simple, and it's not. It's so funny because whenever we train and whenever I'm in the ring, Kevin's like, I want you to run the ropes this time. I really want you to run the rope.
Little does he know.
Yeah, I know. And then I get him in there and I'm like, see, it isn't so easy. But I haven't had the chance to do much of that. And it is like something you really have to finesse, and I'm working on it. And really working on taking those back bumps and stuff because, you know, that's the basis of it. I have so much respect for these women that do this. I watch them in awe. I was there watching Lita get inducted, and I was such a fan of hers. And they do some really, really intense stuff. So I hope I continue to make them proud.
Now, I could be wrong here, but would 80,000 people be the single largest audience you've ever performed in front of?
You know, I'd have to look back. I performed, I actually sang and hosted the Eurovision Awards in Greece in the Olympic Stadium. And so I don't remember how many people were there. It might have been comparable, but I would think that the WrestleMania was the biggest, yeah.
Now, let me ask you something. As somebody who's performed before 80,000 people or so, and someone who has done television and everything that you've done in your career, is there, I mean, when you're in front of 80,000 people, the impression that I get is that for a lot of people, it's kind of less intimidating than being before a small crowd. Because with a small crowd, you've got all these eyes on you and you could see them all looking at you. Whereas with 80,000 people, it's just like this giant sea of people and it kind of doesn't seem real. I mean, is it kind of like that for you? Or how would you explain the difference between working in front of a giant group of people and maybe just something on a smaller closed set?
I think you're right, because I don't remember much from when I went out during WrestleMania. I remember before everybody got there, we were out in the ring, and I was just checking it all out. I'm like, my God, this place is going to be packed. This is going to be so crazy. And then when it came down to it, yes, as you're walking to the ring, you see them, you feel it, you get so many knots in your stomach, and you're terrified. But when the match starts, you're only in that ring. You don't see anything. Like when people are cheering or excited or whatever, I didn't see any of that. I'm so focused that I don't see it. But I imagine in a smaller situation, like even when we wrestled at Access for SummerSlam, I did see them there. So, yeah, you're right.
Now, Chris Jericho, another wrestler, has done Dancing with the Stars, as have you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was known in wrestling for being a guy that he never really, I mean, he had a few injuries here and there, but he never suffered major injuries. He was kind of a very durable person.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to train for Dancing with the Stars and he completely blows out his back.
Yeah.
And I think you blew out your back on training Dancing with the Stars?
I broke my ribs.
Your ribs.
And broke my feet. I had 7 fractures in my feet and I ended up wrestling at WrestleMania like that too, but. And then when I saw Jericho backstage, he's like, you're an animal. He's like, I wouldn't even do that. So he's amazing.
This Dancing with the Stars seems to me far more dangerous than professional wrestling.
What is it about it? You know, it's very intense. For me, it was like 7 hours of training a day on top of a full-time job. And you're doing so many tricks and things that, you know, there aren't people there necessarily taking the precautions. You're just doing things. And so, it's really amazing that it's in wrestling, you would think it would be more. But, you know, I don't think you get to see as much with the wrestlers. I feel like they just power through a lot and you probably don't know about all of their injuries. But yeah, dancing's really intense and, I was just helping Danica this season. I get the calls from everyone. They call me Dr. Menounos because I have like the team of doctors and the team of treatments and things that they need to be doing to healing themselves. And so Danica called me, I think it was like last week, you know, because she broke a rib. And so I was like, okay, here's the list. Here's what you got to do. So.
Now, you, AfterBuzz TV, I want to talk about this. We do pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, and there's a UFC show on AfterBuzz TV.
Mm-hmm.
And how many UFC events have you had a chance to attend? I don't know what your schedule allows for. And what are your thoughts on the organization as compared to WWE? Because they're very different, and also in a lot of ways very similar.
Yeah, I I'm a WWE lifelong fan, so my allegiance is there. I can't say that I'm a big UFC fan. I haven't been to an event, and I don't watch very often. I don't have a lot of time, and I haven't gotten into it. Like, if my boyfriend was watching it, I guess I would watch it.
Sure.
So I haven't really been that exposed to it.
Now, the AfterBuzz concept is, I guess for people who don't know about AfterBuzz TV, it's essentially like, it's post-game shows for, how many television series is it now, like 200?
Well, we have over 200 hosts at this point, and we produce at least 60 hours of programming a week. So we do after shows for your favorite TV shows, basically.
And you created this?
I created it with Kevin, my partner and boyfriend, and... yeah, it's a really cool place. We've really been able to not only put on these after shows that people love, and we're getting 23 million downloads a week from all over the world. So we're touching people in, you know, the most obscure of places. I mean, we're getting fan mail from Guam.
Very
and,
obscure.
And it's, you know, these fans of these shows are tuning in. But also, these hosts, Kevin and I, are really helping to mentor and grow and help place on other networks. And so a lot of our hosts are growing on to other stuff, which is exciting for us.
Now, you mentioned on the first Chasing Maria Menounos that you dream big. And mm-hmm. I guess my question is, what gave you the idea to create an AfterBuzz TV? And when you created it, thinking big, did you envision it being what it is today?
No, I definitely didn't. I always have a feeling. I remember Kevin came to me and he's like, listen, I love Breaking Bad. I love Jersey Shore. What if we did a podcast? And I was like, okay, sounds fun. Let's do it. It was kind of our version of a poker night. And we started doing it. Of course, we loved it. And then, you know, tinkering with the set and making it more pretty, and other people were finding out and saying, well, we want to do one, and I love this show. Can I do one for my show? And it just started growing from there. But I remember initially thinking, like, after we started doing it, somewhere in the early stages, I'm like, Kevin, this could really take off and be cool. And it has. I mean, it's the largest online platform on the web at this point. So we're really proud of it.
And when did this launch?
AfterBuzz has been around for almost 3 years now.
Still, for 3 years to have achieved this level is pretty impressive.
Thank you.
It's very impressive, actually.
I've done a bunch of articles on it and its growth, and it's pretty exciting. We have so many more plans for it at this point, so we're pumped.
And obviously, AfterBuzzDV.com is the website, mm-hmm. and the television show Chasing Maria Menounos is on Oxygen, I believe, every Tuesday.
Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock, 9 central.
Tuesdays at 10 o'clock, 9 central. And I wanted to give you a chance to talk about the book as well. I was on your Twitter feed.
Oh,
and
thanks.
Somebody was very excited that your book was coming out. So tell everybody about the book.
Thank you. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness. And it basically chronicles my 40-pound weight loss journey, how I did it, how I kept it off. And it's for the everyday woman who doesn't have time, doesn't have money, doesn't have willpower. And I will give you all the tips and tricks and guidelines on how to lose the weight and keep it off, because I did it myself without trainers and without money. And it's a follow-up to my first book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life, which was a New York Times bestseller. So you can buy it, pre-order it on Amazon right now. And I always say, for the guys who are listening, if you have the confidence to carry around this book, it will help you too. It's not just for women. All of the tips in there and all the tricks and all the guidelines are all unisex. So if you want, take a peek at it or borrow your girlfriend's, put a book jacket on it.
Hey, I have not seen this book yet, but I can tell you that I once bought kettlebells for women.
Yeah.
And I did that workout and it nearly killed me. So I'm quite confident if they can carry around the book, it will help them as well.
Thank you.
Maria, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Obviously, Chasing Maria Menounos every Tuesday night on Oxygen, AfterBuzz.tv. And make sure you check out the book at Amazon.com. If you Google Maria, everything you ever wanted to know is up there. The Wikipedia, Twitter, everything is up there. And thanks so much for doing the show today. And best of luck. And hopefully we see you at SummerSlam this year.
Thank you so much. I live tweet during every episode, so hopefully your fans will tweet at me and let me know what they thought of the match.
There you go, Maria on Twitter. Thanks so much, and thanks everybody for listening. We'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you.